Hello everybody, it's Mr. Hall23 back in our video. This is another video on commonly misused, twisted, misunderstood, and misinterpreted verses in the Bible. Today I'm going to be talking about Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 to 31, which says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law without mercy, or died without mercy under two or three witnesses, of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." So some people will use this passage to try to teach that you can lose your salvation. However, the passage does not mention the subjects of salvation, eternal life, hell, or anything like that whatsoever. Instead, it talks about the judgment that will come upon the saved people if they willfully disobey God. That does not include losing your salvation. In verse 26, it says, "There remaineth no more sacrifice of sin." This is referring to the fact that under the new covenant, the animal sacrifices have no use. There no longer remains animal sacrifices, so you're responsible for your own sin. Earlier in the chapter, it talks about the subject in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 8 to 11. It says, "Above when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins." So the sacrifices and burnt offerings are taken away, as it says in verse 9. Why? Well, it says in verse 11, because the sacrifices can never take away sins. So rather, the offerings were instituted in the first place as part of the covenant with Israel as a nation, and to show us that we cannot be justified through the law. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." Romans chapter 10, verse 4 says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." The sacrifices, therefore, have been changed, and there only remains a sacrifice of Christ, which can take away our sins and which can remit our sins. So going back to Hebrews 10, it teaches that because we can no longer just simply bring up an offering to the temple and expect our sins to be covered, we are held responsible for our actions otherwise. Then it says in verses 28 to 31 of Hebrews chapter 10, that God will punish us for our disobedience. However, notice how in verse 30 it says, "The Lord shall judge his people." So it's not saying that you can lose your salvation, because it still recognizes that these people who willfully sin are still God's people. Now later in the book of Hebrews, we see further mention of how God will chastise and judge us for our sins. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 8, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." So the scourging and chastisement from the Lord is simply him disciplining us as sons. The Bible says, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God," in John chapter 1. So we are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And because we are the sons, because we are the children of God, God will rightfully deliver us into judgment when we do wrong in an attempt to discipline us. But that doesn't mean that we are no longer his sons. It doesn't mean that we lose our salvation. Rather, the Bible teaches that salvation is eternal. It says in John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" John chapter 10, verse 28 to 29 says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." John chapter 5, verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." So it's eternal. Once we get saved, we are always saved. We cannot lose our salvation. Once we are born again, our spirit is passed from death unto life. There's no longer any reason to fear hell. There's no longer any reason to fear spiritual judgment or ending up in the lake of fire if you know that you are saved. Rather, the only thing that you are to fear is the earthly judgment of God. As it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So don't think that grace is a license to sin either. You will be cursed, you will be judged, and your reward will be removed from you in the kingdom of heaven. But you just won't face the punishment of the lake of fire. You won't lose your salvation. You won't lose your eternal life if you willfully sin. You will just be punished and disciplined by God. That's what Hebrews chapter 10 is teaching. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.